Tyler Allgeier scored 8 touchdowns on 514 rushing yards last season. And if that ratio reads strange to you, it reads strange to our pattern library too. He's pick 152 now, running back 48, on a new team with a number 3 overall pick in his room. The market has already done most of the math this episode was going to do. Let's show the work anyway. The season, his last in Atlanta, all 17 games, 143 carries for 514 yards, 3.6 a carry, 8 rushing touchdowns, and 14 catches for 96, 6.8 half PPR points a game, 47th among backs per game, 38th in total. North of 40% of his points came from touchdowns alone. And one number underneath it all, he has now played 67 consecutive regular season games, every game since week 2 of his rookie year. The career is a compliments resume, 9-5 a game as a rookie, then 7-6, 5-9, 6-8 in the Bijan Robinson years, a 1,000-yard season in 2022, then 3 straight years of 2-down relief work behind a superstar. The pattern read precisely, his touchdown share, 0.39, is far over the line where our running back touchdown fade cohort begins, but that cohort conditions on top 36% game production, and he ranked 47th by the cohort's own measure. Outside the door, no fire. We don't round players in. What does fire is age. This is career year 5, and our aging cohort gives back 1.09 points a game, N of 71, directional, the weakest pattern we carry, and we say that out loud. Run it anyway. 6'8 minus 109 lands at 5'7, which prices out around running back 52. His price is 48. The market is essentially prepaid the fade.
Muffed!
The situation is a crowded new room in the desert. Arizona signed him March 9th, the club's first notable move of the cycle. 2 years, 12 and a quarter million, 8 guaranteed per ESPN and SpotTrack. Then April complicated it. The Cardinals spent the 3rd overall pick on Jeremiah Love, the highest drafted running back since Barkley in 2018, per NFL.com. And the June framing out of Phoenix has Love as the expected lead, with Allgeier keeping the downhill and goal line work, per SI's fantasy coverage. The incumbents are hurt. James Conner played 3 games last season and was limited this spring, rehabbing the foot. And Trey Benson's knee kept him sidelined into June, expected back for camp, per SI. Mike LaFleur, hired off the Rams staff February 1st, runs the offense and calls the plays, with Nathaniel Hackett assisting, per ESPN and NFL.com, after a 3-14 season cost the old staff its jobs. The price, RB48 at pick 152 for the 47th back by rate, with the aging fade landing at 52. Price, production, and pattern all inside 5 slots of each other. Our verdict, no call. The market beat us to the regression, and we'll say so. The caveat runs friendly, 67 straight games of availability next to 2 injured veterans and a rookie is how goal line jobs get kept, and a back who scored 8 times in a part-time role gets a new play caller and 2 hurt veterans ahead of only a rookie. If the touchdowns hold, this price was a floor, not a ceiling. Watch the goal line package once Love arrives in full, who takes the carry at the 2, and Connor's foot in camp because every missed veteran rep consolidates the committee. Availability has been his one elite stat. It's also the one that never fades on schedule. He's one of your guys. This show covers your whole roster, every player, every week, all season.